Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jeff Hurst, the Trevor Brooking and Billy Bones, a Paolo Di Canio, West Ham United, more than just a podcast, more than just a podcast.
Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon. This is More Than Just a Podcast.
Podcast!
Bobby Moore and Sir Jeff Hurst.
Did you mean to do that?
No, not at all. I've just realised if you don't click it, it repeats.
That must be a new feature.
Yeah.
Season 8, episode 13, just before. Sorry to interrupt.
Correct. My name is George, and that's Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
We're here with John. Hello, John.
Hello.
And we're here with Nigel. Good evening, Nigel.
Good evening, George.
Where are you?
I'm in my kitchen.
Oh.
Too cold for your shed.
No, I was working, wasn't it? I had to quickly eat my dinner. And then it was... you lot would moan if I was late. So rather use lot will moan if... Well, you moan if I'm late anyway. But I thought, oh, I ain't dragging it out. So I'm going to get out there, sort the internet out. Blah, 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 blah. Just do it in my kitchen.
And you were late.
Fair enough.
Oh, fuck. Try not to swear today. Go on, let's see how far I can go.
Not very far, I don't think.
I didn't swear there, did I?
No, but I don't reckon you got long in you. We played football the weekend after an international break. Some success from England into the finals of the UEFA Nations League. We're all looking forward to the UEFA Nations League finals in Portugal next year, everyone.
Who's playing that? Who's in that?
It's England, France, Switzerland and...
Spain?
Netherlands.
That was it? Oh, Netherlands.
Noddy Cup, though, isn't it?
Switzerland, yeah.
I've got no interest in it, if I'm honest with you. Noddy Cup.
But we might going to win the trophy.
That's unbelievable, Sean. Unbelievable.
It's Noddy. I don't... Do you know what? I said this... to someone else.
What do you mean it's Noddy?
It's Noddy. I watch the World Cup. I watch the UEFA Cup. I don't watch these Noddy made-up friendly.
Then you watch the European Championships then?
Huh?
What's the UEFA Cup, Sean?
Oh, you know, European Championships. Euros.
All right.
But
I thought it was good, to be fair.
I haven't watched any of it.
I thought it's been a good thing. It's taken away all these meaningless friendlies.
I mean, 10 minutes ago, England were getting relegated.
Yeah.
And now we're in the final. And Germany got relegated.
Got to start somewhere, isn't it?
You know, no interest in a Spursy England.
you did have a lot of interest in the summer.
Spursy.
Not a lot of interest from England in the first couple of World Cup tournaments. So, you know, these things need to start.
I can't believe
somewhere.
It, John. All through the World Cup, you were moaning about England and Spurs and everything. And every time I was trying to big England up being in the semi-final, you were slagging them off, right? And funny enough, we do a little bit in this whatever Noddy Cup it's called. I can't remember its name again.
Noddy!
And suddenly you're behind and I'm going, it's a load of rubbish. You just go the complete opposite to me. Or is it me that goes the complete opposite to you? I don't know.
I wasn't slagging England off in the summer. I was impressed with everyone, as everyone was. I was disappointed that he stuck with certain Spurs players, and in the end it was a Spursy performance.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was pleased with what getting to the semi-final. We had a really good time. We enjoyed it. So I continue that spirit through to this tournament. That's all.
Well, there you go. We had a winning spirit at the weekend with England, and then the following weekend, back to reality. a good game against Manchester City to bring us back down to earth.
Yeah.
Sean, what did you think of the game? You didn't make it. What was the outsider's view?
It was a game of two halves, and you know, there was four goals in it, and you know, West Ham put up a spirited performance, but it was only going to go one way. And I thought Man City deserved to win, but they were lucky. And yeah, that's all I've really got to say about it.
What about the chances we had? Antonio, when he hit the bar, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, that was magical. I thought we should have scored.
Yeah.
You didn't watch it, did you?
No, I didn't watch it. And in fact, I still have. I'm not seeing a single goal. I haven't seen the highlights whatsoever. So no, I'm afraid. I tried to blag it, but no.
Yeah, I got you because he hit the post, not the bar.
Oh, trick question. So I'm sorry, I can't add. I should have said that up front. I didn't watch it. It was a girlfriend's birthday. I went to see Napoleon III's. Where he was buried in Farnborough, and I went to Windsor Castle on Sunday. So apologies, I was having a football-free weekend.
You've had a lot of those this season, haven't you?
Oh,
we all went, didn't we? And yeah, we had a good day. We had a few beers for your birthday, Nigel. Happy birthday for last week.
We did. Thank you. Yeah, appreciated the beer you bought me after the game, and we had a few beers beforehand.
Bivo caught up with Tara
next year. Big 5-0. You enjoy being 49 first.
Well, on the pitch, were we terrible or was City just a level above? What do we think?
I think City are two levels above. Mm. Listen, I was surprised in the Twitter reaction that I managed to squint my eyes out on Saturday night before falling asleep. The amount of people slagging off, like the players and the performance, I don't know what they expected. City are possibly the finest footballing Premier League team that we've ever seen. You know, and it's been an expensive journey for Man City to get there, to get the manager, to get the players and everything else. They're going to do that to teams like us. We are that far behind. So quite... keeping it down to four, it looked bad, didn't it? What was it, 3-0 after half hour?
Yeah. Game over, though, wasn't it? I mean, it was arguably, you know, game over before it started, but...
it's one of them games where you sort of... when you're a bit... well, we're old anyway, but you know when you're young, George, like you...
Yeah, I was going to say, speak for yourself.
When your grandkids turn up, you can say, well, I see, you know, David Silva play for Man City. I see, you know... Gabriel Jesus come on and could be a big star. You know, you see some of these, you know, I'm lucky enough to say I see George Best play. So that's what you use them games like. Perhaps West Ham could have put out the headline, come see City superstars. They might have sold a few more tickets.
They can't rehash marketing from previous games.
No.
Well, yeah, like you said, it was pretty much game over from the first half an hour. They kind of blew us away. Scored, took their chances. They could have probably had one or two more. But I thought second half, we came out and we gave it a good go and held them for the whole of the second half, really, didn't we? And we had a few chances like Antonio hitting the post, not the bar. And could have, if we had scored, who'd have known what would happen? But it was almost...
We were lost 4-1. That's what would have happened. We'd have lost 4-1, George.
No, you never know. You never know.
Rubbish. Rubbish.
A funny game.
Rubbish.
Funny old game. John, what were your thoughts? Did you have any positivity about West Ham, or was it just in awe of City superstars?
I mean, they were very good. They never seemed bothered. They always had space and time. They saw our weakness early on down the sort of Masuaku. He was clearly not on his game. He's clearly, I mean, we all said it. We said it before. We'll say it again. He's not a defender. He's more of an attacking player. In the first half, they really exploited that side of the pitch. They were just, yeah, much better than us. We did have two or three chances. We had a scrambled opportunity in front of us, which we all claimed for handball, but it wasn't. If we'd have finished better, we might have scored one or two, and it would have been a slightly different game. But I do get the feeling that after the first half and the second half, they sort of had it won and they took their foot off the gas a bit. And we kind of got away with it, I think.
Who played in front of Masuaku? Was it Anderson?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, was. But, you know, it wasn't how... You know, and when you saw the lineup before, and they had Anderson in the middle behind Anatovic, but yeah, he was.
Yeah, I think that was the problem. Masuaku had no cover.
We were saying this again on Saturday, you know, it always looks better if he's playing with Creswell behind him. You know, he should push him up. But, you know, how do they set up then? Where does that leave Anderson? They bring him into the middle?
On the bench.
40 million on the bench. I give you a stat attack?
Well, you might as well bring something to the table, Sean.
Would it surprise you that both teams had nine shots each apiece in the whole game?
Might surprise you.
It did surprise me because I've only just read it. West Ham had 31% possession at home at the London Stadium, while Man City enjoyed 69%, obviously, percent possession. They had six shots on target, and it wouldn't surprise you to know West Ham had a lonely one shot on target, and there maybe is the answer. Although, here's one more interesting stat. West Ham, and you know because you were there, stat attack, West Ham had eight corners, Man City only had one.
Yeah, we're all over them, really, weren't we?
And he was taking the corners, and his corners were far better this game.
Yeah, he did put in a few good corners.
Yeah.
Who was your man of the match, boys? Who from a West Ham point of view?
Silva.
West Ham.
I couldn't pick a man in the match out of that from our point of view. Rice, maybe. You know, he did a really good recovering tackle right in front of us, didn't he?
Yeah.
He sort of gave the ball and got back on him. Possibly Rice.
To be fair, we could have done with him having a bad game. Because when he plays like that against Man City, I'd for the life of me now, I can't see him with us next season.
Really?
The boy has progressed so much now. So much. It's almost like we're holding him back in his career. He's another Rio, isn't he? He's got to go away and win things because he ain't going to do it with us. Let's be honest. He ain't going to do it with us. So, you know, at best ways, we'll get another year or two, but I can't see him being with us because I just think he's that good. He could literally play for Man City and fit in. He could.
Yeah, and I'll tell you who else is getting better every time. It's Diop.
Yeah.
He's another one we've struggled to keep hold of in the summer with the way things are going.
By the way, Clarendon Hugh poll of like several hundred people filling in ratings agree with you, giving Declan Rice a 6.95 ahead of quite a lot of the other players. Arthur Masuaku got a 2.73. There you go.
Well, Arthur Masuaku, now you mention him.
Yeah, good link.
He obviously had a disappointing first half against Manchester City. And he posted something on social media, didn't he? Well, I don't really know the details of what he posted and what the repercussions have been. So, Sean, I'm sure you do.
So Ricky P, 1969. So he must be 49. He must be like you. Were you born in 1969, Nigel?
I was. Just.
Yeah, there you go. He wrote to Masuaku, like tagging him in on Twitter saying useless left back and Mikel Antonio do you know where the goal is? So, you know, not the worst one I've ever seen. Masuaku wrote back to him and said, your life is useless, imbecile. Everyone knows my real imbecile. Position. Huh?
Imbecile.
Imbecile. Did I say
Sean's
imbecile? So two things I get from that. Number one, not sure it's always good to fight back against a fan, no matter how misguided they are. Two, and use that word. Two, he sort of seems to have a little pop at maybe Pellegrini saying, everyone knows my real position, like, and you don't play me in it. But wasn't he bought as a left back?
Well, that's what we were sold, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In terms of the fans, I don't know what. I don't know who signed him. Was it Bilic?
I assume it was. It wasn't David Moyes, was it?
No, so, yeah, I remember him being bought in as a left back. I didn't know anything about him before he came, though, to be fair, so I'm not really sure of his past.
Is he right? I mean, is it right that they should have right to reply and shout back at fans? Or should he just remain stum?
I think the fans should remain stum. I think he's got to look at himself. I'm not a lover of this on Twitter where if you want to have a moan about a player, have a moan by all means, but to tag him in, to sort of dig him out and then get all uppity when the geezer has a go back. I mean,
well, he's been suspended. Ricky P, 1969, yeah. His account has been suspended.
Well, I can't see why he's been suspended unless he's got a bit verbal after that. I don't know. But I see it, people, you know, being all indignant about the reply. I didn't think it was that bad a reply. Ricky could be an imbecile. We don't know. you know, Masuaku's French, so his translation, the sentence, you know, your life a loser or whatever it is, you know, you can see he sort of, perhaps he Google translated some French, swear word, and it came up with that as a translation, and he copied and pasted it into his phone. I don't know.
What is an imbecile? Right? What is the correct definition of an imbecile?
Hold up. Let me look it up on the phone. Let me see what it says.
George will know without it looking up.
Oh, hold up. It says, see Sean Whetstone.
See, Nigel, I thought it, but I've known him longer.
Do you know what? Imbecile, noun, a stupid person.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, not far off.
Yeah, well, there you go. Nailed it. Why do people do it? I don't know.
And why do people...
Not like they own the club, is it?
Did he really take offence? Did the bloke really take offence? And did it cause enough grief for it to get suspended? I didn't follow it any further than when I sent it to you, so... Don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you gave me that story. Thanks, John. Yeah.
Well, you needed something because you'd gone down with the old French family, didn't you, and whatever.
Yeah.
You were off the grid.
I was never off the grid, yeah.
Never known it in my whole life. I know.
Yeah, like, giving you comments you never really want.
The power of love is what I call that.
I'm more curious who Napoleon III was.
Napoleon III was the last French emperor. He was president from 1852 to, I think, 1856, at which point he decided, because he was only allowed to serve for one term, he decided to create a new empire from the Republic and called himself emperor. For the next 18 years, he reigned. And then he went off to fight a war with Prussia, which he sort of lost, and he got taken prisoner. And they exiled him, and he went to Britain, and he became friends with Queen Victoria, who gave him a house. And then he died. Then he sent his only son out to fight the Zulus in South Africa, and he got killed with 18 spears in his chest. And then he was buried in Farnborough. Both of them buried in Farnborough, the last emperor. The French government want them back.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Who's Napoleon Bonaparte then?
He was Napoleon II, I think, or Napoleon I. That was his uncle.
No, Napoleon Bonaparte was 1812, wasn't it? The old...
It was his uncle.
Tchaikovsky and all that.
Yeah, Napoleon Bonaparte was his uncle. This is Napoleon III.
Oh, I thought when we done him, we beat him at Waterloo. That was the end of them. They carry on then.
Oh, the Napoleon family, Bonaparte family, did. Yeah, they came back again.
Oh, And the last one in Farnborough.
But it's not a history podcast, and certainly not a French history podcast.
You know how to have a cracking weekend, mate.
Yeah, I know. And then I went to Windsor Castle on Sunday. Oh, here we go.
Living a dream.
Another foreign family over here. Yeah. Dear, oh dear.
So just quickly on Masuaku, Sean. Obviously, whatever his name is, he's had his account suspended on Instagram or whatever it was. Is there going to be any repercussions from Masuaku from the club?
No, I did talk to the club today and ask them whether they wanted to comment. And they said no. I said, anything to add? I said, and they said, no, we don't want to talk about it. You know, it stands for itself, you know. So
maybe it's best dealt with internally, eh?
Yeah,
that's good. That's a good sign. Makes a change, doesn't it?
There has been a bit of a change in the media department, and there's a new person on that's joined called Simon. So, but we've got the first supporters board this Thursday, so it will be interested to see.
Yes, AB.
The West Ham United supporters board, the new West Ham United supporters board, which I may or may not be on.
What does that mean?
We'll see.
I think you just gave it away that you were on it because you said we
know you're on it.
Oh, yeah, but it hasn't been released yet, so I can't tell anyone. So if you're listening, don't say anything until it's announced.
Yeah, well, you said you weren't on it, but you were on it as Claret and you.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
We've already said that.
No, I haven't, have I?
Yes.
Well, to you, but not to our listeners, our 8 listeners.
I think you have.
Okay.
When did I announce then, the others?
It's waiting for approval, so tomorrow, maybe.
Waiting for approval? What is to wait?
You know how it works before things go out. It's waiting for approval.
So who's been in charge of all this Reece Oxford stuff that's been coming out then? Have you seen all that?
What, will you ask me a question about Reece Oxford and I'll tell no lies?
Well, he's been in the media saying that Pellegrini has told him that he's not going to be in the team because of his attitude.
Yeah.
But he's never...
Pellegrini doesn't fancy him one little bit. Yeah, well, Pellegrini has made it absolutely clear there's no place for him in the team. They would like an offer. No offers come in. This German fabricated was an agent story. No German team wants him. They would snap anyone's hands off if they came in to buy him, but no one's making an offer. And just while we're on it, you know, also a fabricated story about Turkey, you know, wanting Hernandez and coming on loan and the Turkish Beşiktaş president flying over.
Beşiktaş.
Beşiktaş? Beşiktaş.
What language is it? You've lost me completely.
That Turkish side that Bilic used to manage.
Beşiktaş.
Ah, that's the one.
Come on, Sean. Look, here we go.
Beşiktaş.
Beşiktaş.
Belly what?
You imbecile.
Yeah.
Imbecile. Anyway, the truth be known, no one's in for any of our players at the moment, including Marko Arnautović, who's got his own problems. And got, you know,
walked off the pitch, mate, with 5 minutes to go.
What's happening with him?
Yeah.
Was he injured?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, so he's just fed up then?
Move on.
No, come on, actually. No, we won't move
what?
On. Now
he's not injured. He's not injured.
So when he walked off the pitch, right, with 5 minutes
I didn't watch the game.
Well, why say move on then? So now you
come
know
on,
something,
Sean.
Right? And now
no,
you're not
do
saying.
Do not. It just, oh, come on.
Come on, Sean.
Come on. There's
look,
only eight
look,
of them.
Look, there, sometimes there's a moral dilemma, right? I don't mind.
I've never stopped you before.
You've got no morals. Come on.
I don't mind throwing Masuaku under the bus. I ain't throwing Marko Arnautović under the bus. And I don't want to stir any more trouble than there is already out there. So I think I'm going to plead the Fifth Amendment and say, make of it what you will.
So for the record,
tell us off air,
he wasn't injured.
For the record, he's not injured.
He has an ongoing injury, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he has an ongoing injury. For the record, he's not injured for the next game. That's all I will say.
Mm.
Okay. So you talked about teams interested in our players.
Yeah.
Are we interested in anyone in particular?
But you know what? I was having a conversation that it seems quieter in the world of West Ham news, and I was talking to other journalists, etc. It seems quite quieter at the moment. And part of it is we haven't been listed to a lot of names, and the names we have been listed to are quite uninspiring.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Which is quite unusual for this time of year, you know, as we approach December.
Is there a reason?
So for the people who... Well, I don't know.
I think there is.
What's your reason for it, Nigel?
Go on, Nigel. I know what you're going to say.
Well, the piggy bank's empty, mate.
I knew you were going to say
that. Took all the money the club owned. They've gone down the back of the sofa and pulled out all the furry pound coins that have been there for 3 years, tumped all them. They've gone down to the old copper jar, tipped all that out, shot their bolt in the summer, and now the piggy bank is empty. So there isn't money to buy players unless they can move players out now. If, as Sean says, no one's interested in our players, leaves us in a bit of dilemma.
Although, good link, I did do a Clarence Hugh poll this morning because I had nothing else to write of which players you'd like to go in January. Who do you think led the poll?
Masuaku.
Close.
Carroll.
Rhys Oxford on 21%. Masuaku on 20%. Followed by Hernandez, which I'm surprised of, 15%. Followed by Mikel Antonio. Followed by Andy Carroll. And then Obana. Would you want to see any of those go?
Rhys Oxford can go. He's clearly not going to be part of the team. Masuaku, I wouldn't really mind seeing going. I wouldn't really want to see any of the others go. I think keep Carroll to the end of his contract now.
Yeah.
Keep him fit until his contract runs out. He's got to give us some game time, hasn't he?
Ogbonna, Antonio?
Ogbonna was our best defender last year.
Yeah, and he's a decent backup, isn't he? I know he didn't have to cover himself in glory in that game that he came on against. Oh, it's Leicester, wasn't it? Was it Leicester? Antonio, I don't know what's happened to him. I mean, it was only he had an injury last year, didn't he? But before he was injured, you know, he was in the England squad and one of our best players. So,
who was it who told me that he actually has built up too much muscle? Was it one of you that said he's built up too muscle?
I don't think I said that.
He's got too much muscle for a footballer, and actually, that's causing him problems now.
Wasn't me.
But it was someone.
Oh, cool story, bro.
Yeah. Maybe it was Harry. We should have done a bit in the jungle, like Tales from the Jungle in a segment this week, but maybe not.
What, like Canning Town Len?
Yeah. We should have played one of Canning Town Len's clips.
Why don't you go, let's hear what Harry's got to say. You see, now I've just said it. Now you can cut that, edit it, slot it in, and no one will know. Terrific.
Terrific. Is there any, before on this small segment, is there anyone else you would say that isn't in the list I just gave that you think we could sell for a few bob? Really? 0.7% of like 4,000 people. And by the way, that's just 28 people said sell Arnautovic in January. Why do you say that?
Speculate or accumulate. The man's at the man is probably, if you think you get more money in January than you do in the summer, he's probably at the peak of his selling ability. We keep him any longer, his value's going to drop.
I think you're saying that because you've got privileged information.
No, there's a few clubs that may be sniffing around. Plus, he will raise more money. The problem you got is when we seem to only win when he's at his best. Now he hasn't been at his best recently, and we haven't won.
He hasn't been his best this season.
Well, he's had a few good games, and we've won a couple of games. It's a gamble. Do we hope that it's this? He seemed to have a bit of a problem with his hip or his knee. This Man City game, he did his usual walking about, throwing his arms about, and then he walked off. You know, if there's a problem now, you know, what's going to happen if we keep him in 2 years' time? We'll be lucky to get 5-10 million for him. Well, you know, at the end of the day, West Ham is a selling club. Like it or not, if we've got a really good player and a top club wants to offer proper money, you've got to take the money and hope.
Do they really want him? Does anyone really want him? Well, that's a proper question, Sean. Is there someone out there?
Mourinho had him in Inter Milan. So
I think there will be some people, but whether they're prepared to pay the kind of money we're valuing, I fail to believe anyone would offer 50 million.
I reckon we'd take 35.
I think people would try and put a cheeky bid in and offer 20 or something.
Yeah, no.
They weren't selling for 20, would they, surely?
I would hope not. But then they sold
it. Lined up, wasn't it, to replace him. That's the thing. You know,
yeah, the goals.
No one.
He's our only source of goals, really. So,
yeah.
You know.
I don't know. Balbuena.
Do
we move on to Facebook Twitter question time?
Can I ask one last question?
Oh yeah, go on then.
Because the news came out that we've settled our differences with the London Stadium landlords, E20. We settled out of court, paying our own legal costs and paying them more money to get 3,000 seats. Nigel, good idea? Bad idea? What's your thoughts on it? I've been waiting to ask you this question.
Yeah. Well, actually, listen, it seems a bit mad. Obviously, the reason West Ham are doing it is to, they've got people willing to buy tickets off of them and they want to sell it. Now, they know they've got people willing to buy tickets because when the game's sold out, they open Ticket Trader and season ticket holders pile in and flog their tickets back to West Ham, and West Ham then sell on. What West Ham have now got is 3,000 tickets that they don't need to pay the season ticket holder for. They keep all of the money. And these will be match day tickets, not season tickets. They'll be used for match day sales to maximise the profit.
No, they're not.
What, they're going to say?
They've come out. They've come out and said they're selling 3,000 extra tickets. They've come out on the
3,000 extra season tickets?
Yeah.
What, that's what they come out and said?
Yeah.
Where did they say that then? Oh, I don't read
it. On the website.
Oh, was it? Who reads the website?
I
don't even
read it. I'll tell you one thing, though. As I was visiting Napoleon III, I put my ticket up on Ticket Trader something like a week before when it sold out. And I also put Huey's and his, Huey couldn't make it, and his one up in the gods. And guess what?
They didn't sell.
They didn't sell?
No.
So that tells you something.
Well, that game went on general sale weeks ago.
Did it?
That City game, yeah. It was up. We went. What was the last game we were there? Burnley game.
Yeah,
there was a thing up, City, on the screen. General sale.
I just think City. Not a lot of people were, you know, wanting to pay £60 to watch West Ham get beat, and it was a Category A game.
High average of four goals, don't we? They always do us by four.
Yeah. So my kids' ticket sold, but you know they're right at the front. But my ticket and Huey's ticket and the one next to him Didn't sell at all. But I assume there was no one.
I find that strange they're going to sell them to season ticket holders, because what they're going to be left with is a situation, again, where a certain percentage are not going to be going every game. So there's going to be...
Yeah, it's going to get worse, isn't it?
Yeah. The thing is...
It wasn't full up on Saturday, was it?
No, there was... It was
there was quite a few seats. There was a hell of a lot of seats, about 75, 80 minutes. When we actually stayed to the end.
Did you really stay to the end?
Yeah.
We had a beer in the ground after, so...
We had a birthday drink with Nigel at the end.
Well, was Nigel a bit squiffy?
He was a bit squiffy, but he was very good at negotiating a pint of beer.
Negotiating skills. Very strong.
Yeah. Did you negotiate? You got a discount in the ground?
Well, I'd tip George Murph, actually, because I think it was his idea, wasn't it?
Well, see, he'd already had gone up and had a chat.
Sort of done a bit of legwork, and then I went in like the managing sales director and killed the deal. Basically, what we spotted was...
Oh, he didn't give up.
Yeah, I didn't give up. Well, that's the art of the deal, mate, to be fair. basically, obviously, West Ham now pre-poured the lager. Unfortunately, after the game for West Ham, they failed to incorporate the fact that most of the people had left the stadium with 10 minutes ago, let alone after the game.
Oh.
So when we'd been there about half hour, and I looked over and I counted the beers, and there was about 25 on the counter. And when you had a look, there weren't a lot of people standing around having a drink. So rather than throw them away, I made the bloke an offer. Of £10.
What was that offer?
For five lagers.
And what did he say?
He turned it down. He said he wouldn't do it. He couldn't do it. I said, well, ask your manager. Then the bloke next to me went, I'm the manager. And you can't do the deal. I told the geezer, look, ignore your manager. Just look at me. Look at me. Ignore him. He's not there.
It's £10 here.
We'll take them because you're only going to pour them away. That's what you're going to do. You're going to throw them away. Karen Brady, I actually did say, Karen Brady, you'd be proud of you. You'd take £10 for something you're going to
find. Yeah, no, she would be. I'll tell her
and
on
the bloke would nab it.
I'm going to tell her the that on Thursday. No. You'd make a great apprentice.
And then what I did was, I said, look, mate, he said, I can't do it. So if I do it with you, I'll do it with everyone. And I looked around and went, mate, there's no one else here. So I said, look, I'll meet you halfway. And I got another £2 out of my pocket. I said, I'd go £12 for five lagers. And he went, go on then, do the deal.
Oh,
there you
well
go.
The manager, cheaper than the support. Did the manager spot. Approve it or it was a...
No, the manager approved it. Oh. The manager went to the kid, do the deal. He took me £12 and we got five lagers.
There you go.
I forgot John's Bovril though.
John was drinking Bovril? Why were you drinking Bovril, John?
I was a bit under the weather that day, Sean.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right. You wouldn't know.
At least he turned up, though.
Well, you wouldn't know, Sean. You don't go to football, do you?
I'm coming to the Palace game.
Oh, that's nice. What's that?
Anyway, sorry, I interrupted the Facebook.
What about the Cardiff game before that?
I'm sure I'm going to that as well. I just didn't know what the next game was.
It's time for this. Yeah. It's Facebook Twitter question time.
Nice.
And on our Facebook page, approximately 4 minutes before we started recording, I posted podcasting in 4 minutes. Get your thoughts, questions, or comments in quick. First up, we had Simon Pope. He said, evening, gentlemen. We all knew how Saturday was going to pan out. We move on. The next three games are the ones we need to worry about. I think we will lose to Newcastle, but 6 points from the two after big Andy Carroll getting on the score sheet in both games. Keep up the good work. Let's hope so, Simon. Let's hope we get a result at Newcastle as well.
Bless you, Simon.
Historically, we don't, do we?
No, we don't.
But you couldn't see I was making the sign and the cross
there.
You
should start Andy Carroll. That would be funny. Robert Jesse, who can we bring in? Fair enough, Man City are good, but surely 2-0 down in 20 minutes is shocking. They are really good, though, aren't they?
So we've got Nasri, haven't we? He's warming up in the sidelines.
Sammy Nasri. Douglas Woodhurst, said not a great performance against City, but probably what a lot of us expected. Have to say that the crowd was flat, but laying in a goal against the run of play after 10 and then turning off at the back for the next two kind of says it all. And not surprising to see them streaming out in 75 minutes. We didn't. I also saw a lot leaving at half time. Wonder what they expected. Arthur was poor and deserved to be pulled off. But other subs were wrong. I think taking off both wingers who were playing okay was a bad move. And if Christmas Carol is fit enough to be on the bench, why not give him 15 at the end? I agree, actually. It was a bit of a free hit for him, wasn't it, really? Bring on Andy Carroll. Give him 10 minutes. Why not?
I didn't watch the game. Did he not play?
No.
No.
Was he was on the bench, though, yeah?
Yeah, he warmed up.
Was Jack Wilshere on the bench?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Gary Prince said, rather than wasting time reading the top 10 of the Super 6, can you just read out the top 9? Nathan Waygood says, good evening from Australia, gents.
Good day.
Good evening, mate.
Cobber.
I wonder if he's down under with Harry. Harry. A question for this week's show. How does Pell get consistency across the team? Why is it we can turn in performances like we did against Burnley 1 week and then dish up the bot rot we did against Huddersfield? Bot rot?
Bot rot?
I think it's attitude.
Mate.
I think it's ideas, West Ham, it's ideas above our station.
I think it's the manager.
Lewis Aaron Trout.
You know, Sean, you ain't seen him play.
Lewis Aaron Trout says, load of B star. I'm not going to say that. No swearing on tonight's podcast. I am sick of fans thinking it's okay to roll over and it's just acceptable because it's Man City. No passion and no willingness to win. Sick of rolling out the red carpet to City season after season. I'm sorry, but it's not acceptable.
What's he going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it, Lou?
To be fair, what are you going to do about it? There's nothing you can do about it. That's what it is. It's the way we always have been. Quicker people realise this, they'll stop moaning about it.
Nick Harvey says, predictable performance and predictable result versus City. The shopping list for January grows even longer. Need 3 points from Newcastle. And does anyone care that we have another 3,000 empty seats?
No.
That's it for Facebook. I don't know if we've got any on Twitter. Has anyone had a look?
Two.
Go on, Em.
Mark Holland. Do you think Arnie will do a payette?
Sean, what do you reckon?
I think the whole situation's more complicated than people realise.
Oh, Sean. Stop being such a tease.
I'm just saying.
If I was a betting man, I'd say it was possible.
You are a betting man.
Oh, yeah. So it is possible.
And what was the next comment, please, Nigel?
Ian Gravett. Who's got a very fine picture of Father Jack saying, arse. Do you think Anderson should be moved into midfield? Masuaku into left wing and Creswell at left back?
Yes.
I think give it a go.
I thought Anderson played midfield anyway.
Didn't he play number 10 in one of the games?
Do that and play Hernandez up front and put Arnie on his arse on the bench.
John, it's a lot more complicated than you think.
Oh, sorry.
A lot more.
Yeah, I wish I was privileged.
The thing is, right, we've spent £100 million here, yeah, and the best players at the weekend were players that we didn't buy. Which was Arnautovic. Did okay. Antonio played really well. And Declan Rice.
I thought, what's his name, had a decent game? Dean Garner.
Well, we didn't buy him, did we?
Yeah. No, just
so it makes you wonder, really, you know, then, you know, there's trouble on the horizon for me.
Well, that's it for Facebook, Twitter question time. It's time for Fantasy League / Super 6 update, Nigel. This is your time to shine. I don't have the music. So I'm afraid you're just going to have to get through it fairly quickly because Gary Prince only wants the top nine.
He only wants the top nine. I didn't do it again.
Yeah, you did. You scored 8 points, didn't you? Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, this weekend I didn't.
No, you're right. You didn't.
When we were talking about it in the bar after that, I realised I hadn't done it.
Okay.
Well, to be honest, John, you're not in contention now anymore.
Oh, thanks. Well,
that shit, you know, there's always time.
I reckon you should get disqualified because you don't come to the games.
Well, Super Six is about other games and not about West Ham.
Yeah, it's about putting 1-0 for every game result.
I don't do that. Stop trying to say I do that.
You go on about other journalists shouldn't have the privilege because they don't actually go to the games. Yeah, I feel a little bit of hypocritical sort of slander.
By the way, George outscored us all. He scored 11 points with one correct. Boom. He put 5-1 for West Ham.
Nearly.
Close.
I also bet on 7-0.
Oof. Anyway, Nigel.
You ready?
Yeah.
Right. 20th, Alan Austin. 176. 19th is me, and that's why we started at 20. 177.
Now skip to 10.
Greg English, 180. Sean Whetstone, 180. So I'm catching
yes!
up. Johnny Wilkinson. You know, really? I wonder, isn't it? Yeah, Johnny Wilkinson says here. Johnny Wilkinson's 181. So, thanks, Johnny.
Is he not a sir?
Is he Sir Johnny Wilkinson?
I think he is, isn't he?
I don't know. Dan Patnell, 183 in 15. Marion, Super Marion, the Welsh Wizard, 183.
Go on, boy.
Paul Marks, 184. Mark White, 188. Jeffrey Smith, 189. 10th, it's the old Pontiff himself, Simon Pope, 190. Gary Prince, 91 and 9. That's why Gary said, do the top 9.
That's why I wanted it. Yeah,
dear, oh dear, sussed you out. Phil Walker, 192. Super Timmy Sharman, Luke's dad, 194. 6 is Lee Davis, 199. Dave Stringer, 201. I know
Nigel,
Dave Stringer.
This is well boring. This is well boring.
Is Ryan Smith, 204. Third, top 3, Paul Disley, long-time leader, now not. 208. Addington Darlington, long way from home, 209. And Ben White, 210. The winner this week was Dave Stringer with 16 points. And Murph got 15.
Wow.
So, there you go. Wow.
And Fantasy League, very quickly, just top 5, please, Nigel.
Oh, I don't
and if it's not top 5, I'll push mute.
I don't know how to do the fantasy. I thought Sean did fantasy.
Sean, you got fantasy?
I can do, yeah.
Go on, you,
top
you
five.
Know you're the one winning it, so go on.
Real Sociedad, Mark Kerslake is first with 846. Second is Will Clark with 833. And third is Keith McAdden with 827.
Nice one. Thank you, guys.
Sorry, Adam Darlington, you were fourth, but, you know. And Matt Floyd was fifth.
All that leaves for us is the predictions for Newcastle away on Saturday, the 1st of December, 3 o'clock kickoff at St James's Park. Nigel.
Magpies.
Your prediction first, please.
I've got 696 points in Super League, whatever it's called. Predictions, fucking hell. A bit of me thinks we'll lose. Newcastle away is not a nappy hunting ground. I'll go a draw, 1-1. Bearing in mind, I've got 4-0 right.
John?
We don't historically do well there. And teams that are struggling love a West Ham coming to them. So I reckon we'll lose 1-0.
Sean?
Well, obviously, I'll go for 1-0 win. If he's gone for 1-0 loss and he's gone for a draw, I'll go for 1-0 win.
I'm going to go for a 2-1 win.
Ooh.
Andy Carroll to come on and score a winning header. Against the Tsunami.
It's not on the Super Six, is it? By the way, John, do your Super Six. There's a Super Six in the midweek.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
That is it for Maundrous Podcast this week.
Yay!
For once, we're within our allotted time limit.
Yay!
Thank you for listening. My name's George. John has been...
going to the games.
Sean has been...
Napoleon the Third.
And Nigel has been...
imbecile.
Thanks for listening. Call your irons.
Bye.
Bobby Moore, more than just a podcast. Bobby Moore, more than just a podcast.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.